Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Live Well podcast. I am excited because today we are diving into comparison and competition online and really how that is not only the thief of joy, but how it is the thief of sales. And that line kind of like dropped into me yesterday. And I was like, comparison is not only a thief of joy, it is a thief of sales. And it is so true. So we are going to be diving into that today. If you have not yet signed up for the Game Masterclass, highly recommend, because we are going to be diving into cracking the code in being the leading energy. And when we are in our leading energy, we don't dip into competition, we don't dip into comparison, right? We break out of all those limitations and we start coding our own video game to really explode sales. So if you haven't signed up for that, it is under $100 and we will leave the link for that down below. But that being said, let us go ahead and dive into comparison and competition. So in order to actually get out of this, we need to stop giving our power away. Because what happens is that when we see something and compare ourselves, we give our power away and we end up getting distracted by what other people are doing. And when we get distracted about what other people are doing, we then feel less than, we feel perhaps that we're not doing enough, we feel some sort of lack in our body, right? And this ends up distracting us because what happens is we end up either dimming our light, right? We either don't show up or we don't speak with conviction because we think, well, how could I speak with conviction when so-and-so is doing this? Or we pendulum swing and we try to get out of that uncomfortable feeling and soothe our ego by going the complete opposite direction and trying to exert power from a place of comparing yourself, right? And so you try to make yourself feel better after you've compared yourself by being either aggressive because you've been triggered, attacking people, perhaps even attacking the person that you see as a comparison or competition, right? Your nervous system will want to have a negative viewpoint of them, whether you attack them like physically and you say something to them, or you write some sort of hateful comment, or whether you just experience it inside and you decide you don't like them because like they're doing better than you, or you see them as a competition or a place to compare yourself. And when you do this, as soon as you start to do this, you really enter an entanglement by which you are blocking the flow of money and you are blocking the flow of sales. It's like when people slow down to see a crash on the highway. It blocks traffic, right? Blocks sales. Or you get completely distracted by what's going on and you start looking at the crash that you swerve into another lane and you don't remain in your lane. So when we're thinking about like the strategies and how to really stay grounded in our own truth amidst like the online space of comparison and competition, we really need to be in our power that our truth is not only enough, but it is exceptional, right? When we are unable to stay grounded in our truth, if we view it as not enough or that we need to be like them to get paid, being like them gets them highly paid. It will not get you highly paid. Being you will get you highly paid, but that only happens when you're in your power. If you are giving your power away, how can you be fully turned on in you? And if you're not fully turned on in you, you're not fully receiving all the sales that you can. The idea that theirs can come from yours is complete ludicrous. I actually don't understand where this whole notion comes from, because there's like, there's more than enough abundance on the planet. There's more than enough at all times. It's like the laws of increase. Like there's always more, 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 and more, right? But the competition feeling or the comparison that we get into assumes that if they're making money that you can't, or that if they did, it came from yours, which is actually a beautiful way that you're soothing your ego, right? Because it's a lot easier to blame them than to actually look at, oh, where have I been dipping in my energy? Where have I been dipping in my mindset? How have I not been in my power? How have I not been showing up? How have I not been doing the things? Because if they're doing really well, there's a reason for it, right? And so instead of getting into a lack about it, it's really about leveraging that to learn. I'm not going to even say inspiration. I think we'll dive further into this, but people say, oh, like instead of comparing, look at it like inspiration. But inspiration, you can kind of like look at and move on from, versus I'm saying actually leverage them. All right. If you see someone doing something that you want to do, learn from them. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. That's not that I ever saw this as comparison competition, but I mean in terms of like learning from them. So I have a friend who makes beautiful latte art. So like she'll post on her stories, like she pours the milk and it's so beautiful. And I asked to learn from her. I like asked her like how she does it. And like, she gave me some tips on Instagram. And then she like offered to come over and like just show me and like work with me in my machine and show me how to do it. Right. So I could have looked at that. Not that, like I said, I was never in comparison or competition, but just from a point of like how to approach this from a non-business standpoint, because sometimes a non-business analogy can really help us conceptualize it within our businesses. I leveraged her offer to just show me how to do it. So it wasn't like, oh, that's so inspirational. Like you're so good at doing latte art. I wish I could do that. I was like, oh, how do you do that? And give me instructions. And then she came over and she showed me. And guys, now I know how to do a heart. Like it's pretty decent. Like there are some shapes going on. I've only done it like less than 10 times. But we're making progress. And it's because I leveraged her expertise. I didn't compare that like, oh, she can do it and I can't. I didn't go into inspiration of like, oh, it's so cool that you know how to do it, but I never will be able to. Or no, I leveraged. So where are you not doing this in business where you see something as comparison and competition instead of just leveraging it and learning how? Because all it's doing, it's pointing out to you that they have something that you desire. So it doesn't matter if you're learning to pour latte or if you're learning, I don't know, tennis, or you're learning how to build a seven-figure business. It is all the same thing because your mindset and your approach to that is going to be the same as it is to anything, right? And so especially if you can't have that mindset in other places, like it's going to be harder to have it in business. So that's a really much like a strategy that will help you stay grounded in your own truth and stay out of competition, because it's also the fact that you are not like anyone else. So even when you're viewing yourself as a competitive, there are other people teaching nervous system. There are other people teaching people how to make money. There's a lot of them. I don't know how many, but like there's more than just me. I don't feel any competition with them because I know the way I do it is very unique. Right? But when we are getting distracted in trying to compete, you're getting distracted thinking that you're the same, right? It's apples and oranges and peaches and grapes, except there's like limitless amounts of different kinds of fruit because there's limitless different types of people and their methods and their framework and the way they teach and the way they coach and the way they mentor, or even if you have a product. I have an incredible client who has a skincare line, and her skincare is unlike anything else. And I don't just say that because she's my client. Like it's literally the way her formulas work and the way her brand is unlike anything else in the market, right? She's very much a category king in that kind of sense. There are plenty of other face masks on the market. Hers is unique. So she doesn't worry about being like every other face mask. She doubles down on what makes her unique. So she doesn't even enter the competitive nature because you're focused on your own lane. Now, a lot of people will tell you to avoid the people that you compare yourself to avoid all these things, to mute the world. And I say, get clear on why you're triggered by them and heal the part that compares, because otherwise you will just compare yourself to the next person or the next thing. There'll always be something else that'll like come on your explore page or come into your awareness, or like you'll see it. I don't know. Maybe you're in a mastermind and someone else will come in. Like, you avoiding that one person doesn't get rid of the issue, doesn't get rid of the competition or the comparison. It just makes it come about through someone else in some different way. So you might as well just like heal the comparison so that it doesn't happen again. And another strategy in terms of really diving into this is really plugging into your own power first. It is so, so important to be plugged into your own power first versus relying on outside power, right? Because when we compare, like I said, we forget who we are, and then our power becomes based on something external. When our power is based on something external, it's a lot easier to slip into a comparison and competition, right? Because it's of that perception that someone else has something means that we are in less than, or it means that it's coming from us. And as we know, that's the ego. That ego is that pesky thing that's formed when we're young that shows you and filters through how you view the world and your beliefs. And ignoring it, i.e. muting everyone or unfollowing everyone, doesn't actually make that go away. It makes it louder. And new things will come into your awareness to make you actually deal with it until you deal with it, right? Because the ego is technically there to keep us safe and protect us. However, it doesn't normally, like it keeps us quote unquote safe, but it makes things shitty until you bring personal power into your body. All right, so the ego is very much keeping us out of alignment. It's always running the show, making decisions, holding you back, judging other people and you until you clean this up. So you may have heard me say before, thriving in your own lane. And I cannot stress enough how much you need to really be focused in your own lane when it comes to comparison and competition. So much so that you can either see people in your industry, or like you see someone that has a different viewpoint, like a completely different methodology on the same thing, like a completely different premise, a completely different belief. And you don't get triggered or reactive or go into comparison or competition, right? Where you can see someone who you view as quote unquote ahead of you, and they might say something that's completely the opposite of what you believe in, what you sell, and you don't waver depending on that, right? You don't compare, oh, so-and-so says like, this is the most important thing, or this is what you should focus on. So I'm going to talk about that because so-and-so talks about that. I talk about things on my Instagram who one of my mentors blatantly says the opposite thing. Actually says like that it's not true, like you need the opposite thing. Both are true. But I can hold that. I can also hold when someone says that, you know, energetics are not real and that you need to focus on strategy. I then don't waver my power and be like, oh, should I then be like telling people about strategy instead? Because like they said strategy. Oh, they, you know, I don't know, had $1 million month. So if they're saying it, then I should do that because that's, you know, X, Y, Z. Well, that would not be finding my own lane. That would be following the traffic. That would be following where everyone else is going. Great. I'm not going where everyone else is going, so I'm not going to follow what everyone else is doing. This is very much a trailblazer energy, right? So you can be that person that like follows, I don't know, the one thing that everyone else is doing in terms of like how they're driving, or you could decide your own route and thrive in your own lane. But in order to do so, you actually have to get clear on what your lane is and how you are different, what's different about how you do, what you do, your store, your product, your offers, your programs, your methodology, your framework, your beliefs, your values. For example, and I talked about this in a previous podcast, there are people who believe that in order to make a lot of money, it's going to cost you your peace, that they are now in their soft girl era and they are choosing not to make more money because they'd rather have peace and happiness. You guys know I'm all for peace and happiness. You don't have to choose. They're just doing it in a way that's very hard and requires hustle and is draining. If they were just to learn a lighter, easier way, they could have both, right? And so I don't get distracted by that. My lane is very much, we make a lot of money, we do it chill and relaxed. But everyone's different. For some people that may work, who knows? But I'm for having it all. And if you're in my world, you're also for having it all. Everyone is different and that's perfect. But how you do something is different and you need to focus on that. And so this is where, like I said, it's not really about reframing comparison as inspiration, you know, rather than competition. It's actually about leveraging that and or being able to stay neutral to that. So if it's something where the person perhaps is showing you an easier way and you're like, oh, like the way Liv does it, she makes it look easier. Or the way she does this, you know, it makes it look this kind of way. I desire that. Perfect. Then you know to leverage it that way. You know that's a like way that you're going to leverage and you're going to learn how to do it, like the latte art example. Or if you see someone who perhaps is saying, well, I need to take a soft girl era. I need to like slow down and I'm choosing not to make more money and I'm choosing to slow down. And you're like, well, I kind of want both. And they're saying that in order to be happy and have my peace, I need to slow down. Okay, I don't resonate with that. I'm going to stay neutral to that and they can do their thing, but that's not my truth. I'm going to then put my truth in someone where I feel like they're doing it in a way that I want to do it. And so this is how we can really differentiate between like that healthy comparison and toxic comparison. It's only toxic when we have unhealed parts of ourselves that get activated, right? And so if you know that you compare and you feel bad, perfect. You got healing to do. Perfect. We got to step into your power. Because you would not feel less than if you were in your power. It is a beautiful feedback mechanism letting you know. Because the thing is that will win every single time. And when you take you out of your power, we know we take you out of your sales. We take you out of your momentum in business and you make less money. Like I said in the beginning, comparison is not only the thief of joy, it is the thief of sales. Which I think is going to be the title of this episode. So you'll know because you'll look at someone and feel expanded. You'll come like, okay, I need to learn from them. I need to get into their world. I need to understand how their brain works, what they're doing, what they're not doing, you know, how they think about things, how they do this. And I even suggest if you're really inspired and or like you, with the way someone's doing something, you desire it, but you notice there's like a small part of you that has bitterness or resentfulness or gets triggered, even more of a sign to learn from them, even more of a sign to get into their world. Like I said, not if they're doing something in a way you don't want to do it. Like, I don't know, maybe they're working till midnight or they have like no life or they're like grinding a lot or I don't know, whatever it is. This is what like I really want you to think about because these are the specific thought patterns and kind of things that wire your nervous system that really fuel the cycle of comparison and competition online. And like I said earlier, I don't know why people think that like yours comes from someone else or that even someone like someone else's win is your loss. There is more than enough on the planet in your vortex for 20, 30 lifetimes. But remember that thought pattern of, well, it's easier to blame them. It's easier to say, well, that's because they have this, or that's because they're this, or that's because they're this, because then you'd actually have to take your power. But it's easier not to take self-responsibility for that. The core way to get out of comparison and competition is to build such uncircumstantial personal power that you are unwavering in the value of you, your product, your business, the way you do it, how you do it, and you don't feel any lack. You don't feel like it comes from yours. And if you see someone doing something, you're like, great, let me learn this. Let me learn how to do this faster. And I'm going to bring back the latte example because I have watched YouTube videos in the past about how to pour milk to make latte art at home. Because I've had an espresso machine with like a frother, different ones, but for like what, 7, 8 years? No, maybe, yeah, probably 8 years of my life now. And it was never as helpful as when we did one-on-one and she showed me exactly how to do it. And like in an hour, I was doing it wrong, even though I was looking at these videos, right? And so I leveraged that. I got in her energy and just showed me how to do it. First being like, it's hard. Well, that's because you have this or you've got, I don't know, this milk frother or you've got this jug or you're using this milk, whatever. Excuse. I was like, no, we're just going to decide. But it requires solid personal power. And obviously, this is what we are doing inside the Power Program. So your ability to remain in your power and stay out of comparison will allow you to make exponential more results. When you're ready to get, you know, stop being distracted, when you're ready to exit the comparison game and instead rewire your nervous system to catapult momentum with sales, the Power Program is for you. Because this is where we actually do the rewiring experience in your nervous system that is making you dip into comparison. Because I understand that while I'm saying all this, sometimes it isn't as easy as choosing. right? Sometimes our nervous system kicks in and we feel the lack and it happens automatically and we don't realize it and we have to catch it. So this is why rewiring your nervous system response so it doesn't dip into comparison and instead you remain solid and in your power and you thrive in your own lane. And then you'll just realize like, oh, I don't even react to that anymore. I don't even go into comparison competition. You know, if I see someone what I desire, I'm like, great, let me leverage that and let me learn from them. Right? And not from like the inspire, like, oh, inspo and move on, but actually leveraging, which is a big difference. There's a big difference between leveraging and inspiration. And once you do this, people will feel you in your power and you will watch how your sales double, even triple as people flock to buy you. So that being said, I would love to have you inside the Power Program. We will leave the link for that down below as well as the game, which is, it's so good. It's one of my favorite masterclasses. It's probably my favorite one to date. They just keep getting better and better. So join that. There's a fun bonus to unlock as well, which I will just like drop in there. It's really fun. So if you found this episode helpful and you want more like it, please send me a DM on Instagram so I know to make more like this. And I will see you guys in the next episode.